It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, well, I got to tell you some facts. Birth control pills are currently taken by over 12 million women in the United States and over 100 million women worldwide. Okay, so here's another fact. Unfortunately, most don't realize that taking birth control pills substantially increases the risk of having many, many health problems, some of which are potentially very serious. Now, I have a guest, and I'm going to get right to it because we only have 10 minutes, and he's got a lot to say, and I'm so excited to have him. As most of you know, my parents are both pharmacists. I do have a pharmacist here with me. His name is Ross Pelton. He is known as the natural pharmacist. Love it. He has several books. He is one of the world's leading experts on drug-induced nutrient depletions. Let me just say that again. Drug-induced, okay? So taking a prescription medication and having nutrients, the things that drive your biochemistry, completely depleted because of it. He's going to teach us how to protect your health from the dangerous side effects of oral contraceptives. Ross, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Holly. It's nice to be with you and your listeners.
Hey, listen, when I got your email and heard about you the very first time, the first thing I thought was, I need to get him on my radio show because people need to hear what he has to say. In my practice, when people come in, and obviously if they're coming to see me as a naturopathic doctor, you know that their foot and their head, one foot and most of their head and heart is in the right place. They're wanting to do things more naturally. But I do see the conflict for women who want to prevent births, okay? So don't want contraceptives and they're very conflicted because they have been on the pill for a very long time, but they just don't know what else is out there. I'm just going to give it over to you because I am so interested. Your book, The Pill Problem, is fascinating, and I really think people need to hear what you have to say.
Well, thanks, Holly. When I was researching the topic of drug-induced nutrient depletions for two books that I've written on that topic, I was amazed to find out that oral contraceptives deplete more nutrients than any other class of commonly prescribed drugs. And so nutrients depleted by oral contraceptives over time gradually lead to a lot of side effects, and a lot of women don't connect the dots and realize that health problems that gradually develop are either caused by or at least partially caused by the nutrient depletions caused by their oral contraceptives. And let me just, for your listeners, read down the list of potential side effects with oral contraceptives. You've got fatigue and low energy and anemia, blood clots, increased risk for birth defects, plaque buildup in the arteries with increased risk for strokes and heart attacks, high blood pressure, cancer, various types of cancer, increased risk, osteoporosis, a weakened immune system. Depression is a big one that just angers me and scares me a lot because many women get depressed and go on antidepressants. Sleep problems, vaginal yeast infection, migraine headaches, increased weight gain, fluid retention. Another really big one, Holly, are the sexual side effects. And because so many antioxidant nutrients are depleted, it increases free radical damage and just accelerates aging. So that's the list. And you can see there's a lot of things going on there. My primary message is not to totally scare women and make them think they can't take birth control pills. I want to tell them that there are some significant things they can do to minimize or prevent these side effects. And that happens to be some of the major nutrients. Go ahead.
Please. Yes, you and I think we speak the same language in a way because I've always said, hey, okay, so this once again, this is an issue with folks that want to take the birth control pill because they want to control having births. Just like simple as that. Because it's a lifestyle thing, it's a choice, we grapple with it. But the thing that I've said, well, let's supplement your lifestyle. I've said that before many, many times in many different situations, but I think this is what you're about to get into, is let's protect yourself, like chronic stressors. I think we can maybe not get out of all the chronic stresses we have in our modern day, but know what the effects of those chronic stressors are, how we're responding to them, and protect our bodies from the consequences. So I'm assuming you're going to get into that exact same thing here when people choose perhaps to take an oral contraceptives, how we can actually help them protect their body.
Exactly. Well, I strongly recommend that women take a good high-potency nutritional supplement, and that's not a one-a-day vitamin. Vitamins are designed along the nutritional concept of the RDA, or the recommended daily allowance, and I think the RDA stands for the really dumb allowance. It's got nothing to do with optimal health and wellness. So I'm an advocate of higher potency.
Yeah. My friend Jacob Teitelbaum says really dumb assumptions, RDA. Yeah. So that's good.
But a couple of things I'm really concerned about. Depression, vitamin B6 and tyrosine are depleted, and those two nutrients are required as precursors for the serotonin pathway and the dopamine norepinephrine pathway. So there are studies that show that twice as many women taking oral contraceptives become depressed compared to non-users. So these vitamin depletions do dramatically increase the number of women that become depressed, and I'm so down on the antidepressant drugs. I want to do everything I can to educate women to keep them off antidepressants. Folic acid and B12 are also depleted, and these are nutrients that can also contribute to depression if they're depleted. And they're also two of the critical B vitamins for lowering homocysteine. If you have elevated homocysteine, you're increasing your cardiovascular risks. So those are some big issues. Another important issue is that all women taking oral contraceptives have lower levels of DHEA and lower levels of testosterone, and they end up with sexual side effects. They have a decreased desire for sex, greater difficulty becoming aroused, more vaginal dryness resulting in painful sex, and many women have a difficulty or an inability of achieving an orgasm. And so the next step that makes this such a critical issue, there's an endocrinologist in Denver, Colorado, by the name of Claudia Panzer, who studied women on birth control pills, took all their hormone levels, found out they were all depleted, had them stop taking birth control pills. 6 months later, she tested them, and their sex hormones are still all out of whack, and they're still having sexual side effects. So this is an issue that doesn't correct itself quickly. That's a critical issue. And let me just sneak this in real quickly. For women, your listeners that might be interested in my book, they can go to www.thepillproblem.com to order either the electronic version or the paperback.
Nice. No, I think it's such great and important information. I am so glad that it's available. Those e-books right on the spot. Women listening, and maybe even husbands of women who are on the oral contraceptive or birth control pill, I think this is thepillproblem.com, you said, correct?
That's correct. And my website is naturalpharmacist.net, but www.thepillproblem.com will get them right to my website to order the book.
You know, I think it's so fascinating because one of the things that I've struggled with most in my practice and in just my philosophy of treating people, especially when there's, I would say, modern day conditions of, let's say, estrogen dominance, right? So, you know, estrogen does tell tissue to grow and proliferate. And so a lot of times when we know that we've got this excess estrogen, and quite honestly, I think it's an equal opportunity issue in our environment, in our foods. There's a lot of exogenous outside the body estrogens that we come in contact with. Then if you go to your quote unquote primary care provider, and on this show, we always think of people primarily wanting to be in charge of their care. So we try to turn it around. But if you go to, let's say, for uterine fibroids, ovarian cysts, one of those things, usually 60 seconds here we've got, but gosh darn it, that doctor wants to put somebody on the pill, add more estrogen into the mix, which is something, you know, and I think to your point with that last study, there are sex hormone binding globulins. There's a lot of things, like you said, even though we could take somebody off the pill, these changes take a long time to get back to normal and for that person to have that rhythm all by themselves, naturally flowing. So Ross Pelton, I've got to thank you so much. I think we're going to have to do this again because you've got such great information. Thepillproblem.com, folks, you got to go click download now. Also thenaturalpharmacist.net, where you can get more access to Ross, his information, and all of his books. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Holly, and this is Mindful Medicine. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD.